So Huddersfield Town back in action this weekend after the 1-1 draw to MK Dons in midweek. The opposition this time around are Ipswich Town. Let's find out more about the opposition with the chief football writer from the East Anglian Daily Times, Stuart Watson. Stuart, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. Now, Ipswich Town, under Mick McCarthy, there's been a lot of positives for the team since he's gone in, although at the moment the run of form for Ipswich is not brilliant.
Yeah, it's been 3.5 years of pretty steady progress up until this point. I have to say it's probably not a bad time for Huddersfield to be taking on Ipswich this weekend, because there's a fair amount of doom and gloom around the place at the moment. For the first time in a while, things maybe have just stagnated a little bit under McCarthy's management, and lost 3 in a row. And the playoff hopes are fading fast at the moment.
I was going to say, when you look at what Mick McCarthy has told the press in the recent days, he's used the phrase slipping away when talking about the playoffs. So it really is the case Ipswich are going to have to start winning some games again soon.
Yeah, and it's not going to be easy. I mean, to be fair to Mick, he's lost some really key players through injury. Teddy Bishop and David McGoldrick, two of their real creative talents, have been long-term absentees this season. And then recently, Cole Skews, who's a midfield linchpin, and Ryan Fraser, who's a flying winger, probably been their best player this season. They've also joined those two in the treatment room. So without those four, they've looked a little bit short of creative talent in the middle third, and results are reflecting that at the moment.
Now, how are the Ipswich Town fans seeing things at Huddersfield? They're going under something of a revolution at the club at the moment. Today there's been the announcement of season ticket prices for next season of £179, which a lot of people in football are talking about, and on the pitch as well, the style of football under David Wagner. It is a complete revolution. Has that really been noticed in Ipswich?
At the moment, I'm sure Ipswich fans are sort of concerned about their own team's style of play. It's very pragmatic under Mick McCarthy, quite direct, quite one-dimensional, and I think that was fine and accepted when they were winning games and when they were competitive at the top end of the season. But now the results have started to dry up. There's been a lot of question marks over the style of play. So if they come up against a Huddersfield side that are playing nice, attractive football, I've seen the term gaping attributed to your German manager there, that the whole sort of continental high press approach, I'm sure that will only sort of serve to intensify the debate about style of play in these parts.
Is Mick McCarthy, is it fair to say he's actually under pressure now?
I don't think the manager would be under pressure. I think it's generally accepted that he's done at the best that he could do with the limited resources that he's been given. It's been almost exclusively free transfer, loans, the odd swap deal. That's been the sort of business that they've been restricted to during his time here. I think the questions now will probably start being directed in the direction of the owner, Marcus Evans. Spent a lot of money under the previous managers of Paul Jewell and Roy Keane. Tightened the purse strings a little bit, but I think a few are now starting to wonder, you know, what the long-term plan is in terms of getting out this division. It should have been in the Championship now longer than anyone. This is their 14th successive season. So, you know, although that's an achievement in itself, a few are starting to feel like it's a little bit like Groundhog Day, and they want to see a bit of investment.
You've mentioned the injury list. Just looking at the players that will be available for the game tomorrow, who are the danger men?
Danger men, Brett Pittman has been a bit of a success since they brought him in from Bournemouth back in the summer. Natural goal scorer, he's their top goal scorer at the moment. So in terms of goals, he would be one to look out for. They've recently brought in Ben Pringle, left midfielder on loan from Fulham. He's had an impressive couple of games, and his match fitness has been growing. Real danger with his set-piece deliveries and crosses from open play. So they would be a couple of names that I would be sort of suggesting might be the danger men for Huddersfield.
Stuart, what about a score prediction for tomorrow? How do you see it going in terms of that?
Difficult to predict a positive result for Ipswich the way things are going at the moment. One thing with the Mick McCarthy side is you never expect them to roll over and get thrashed. So I think it will be a fine margins game, but I have to be saying at the moment maybe Huddersfield to nick it by a single goal.
Well, Stuart Watson, the chief football writer for the East Anglian Daily Times, thank you for joining us, and safe journey tomorrow as well.
Thanks very much. Cheers.